Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For my message this morning, I wish to share a few thoughts with you on three verses from Psalm 34. Psalm 34, verses 15, 16, and 17. Verse 15 of Psalm 34 reads simply, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry." This is a picture of God's grace. In contrast to this, and in sharp contrast to this, Psalm 34, verse 16 tells us that the face of the Lord is set against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. What is this but a picture of the wrath of God? Then verse 17 of our text picks up again on the thought of verse 15, the righteous. And we read, "The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, and he delivers them out of all of their troubles." What is this but a picture of the value and the benefit of the grace of God to the people of God? From the contrast between the righteous in verse 15 and the evildoers in verse 16, we note that from God's point of view, people are divided into two groups. The distinction among people, or this distinction among people, underlies the entire composition of the biblical narrative. Each testament presupposes the existence of a unique people of God distinct from all other people. In the Old Testament, it was the people Israel, distinct from the Gentiles. In the New Testament, it is the Church of Jesus Christ, distinct from the non-Christian world. Under both testaments, a portion of humanity is designated as the people of God. In other words, the contrast between verse 15, the righteous, and verse 16, the evildoers, presupposes an arrangement between God and a certain people, God's people. It is the calling of such a people which underlies the accounts recorded in both the Old Testament and the New Testament scriptures. This is why the eyes of the Lord are towards, and the ears of the Lord are open to the righteous, to his people, while the face of the Lord is set against those who are not his people, the evildoers. This leads us also to note that in Psalm 34, verses 15, 16, and 17, our attention is focused on the central teaching of the entire scriptures. In speaking of the distinction between the righteous in verse 15 and the evildoers in verse 16, we need to ascertain the basis on which God makes this distinction. The way of the law suggests that the Lord favors some people above others because they are better keepers of the law. They do more of what he requires. The way of the gospel suggests that the Lord favors some simply on the basis of his freely given grace or mercy or favor. Which of the two ways applies to the term the righteous in Psalm 34, verse 15? Well, it all depends, does it not, how we understand the word righteous. We think back to the time of the Reformation and the problems that Luther had with Romans 1:17, where he read, "The gospel contained the righteousness of God." What is this righteousness? Who are the righteous? The scriptures teach us that the basis for some people being addressed as righteous is to be found in the grace of God and not in those people themselves. We see this already back in the early chapters of the book of Genesis. For instance, in the 6th chapter of the book of Genesis, in verse 8, we read, Noah found grace or favor, and he found it in the eyes of the Lord. Noah is contrasted here with the evildoers of his time, who are described in verse 5 of Genesis 6. The Lord saw the wickedness of man. It was great in the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil, and only evil continuously. Therefore, in verse 7 of Genesis 6, the Lord says, I will blot out man, whom I have created from the face of the earth. Compare this with verse 17 of our text, where the Lord promises to cut off the memory of the evildoers from the earth. Only Noah and his family were an exception. Why? The exception is based on the fact that Noah found something. He found grace, and he found it in the eyes of the Lord. What this great grace meant for Noah, we see in Genesis chapter 7, verse 1, where God says, Noah, you and you alone have I seen righteous before me. Now, don't read the law back into this verse. The law hadn't been given yet. The gospel had. The righteousness of Noah and the righteous in Psalm 34, verse 15, are not declared righteous because of something God found in them. They are called righteous because they found something in God. Their righteousness is found only in the eyes of the Lord, where all saving grace is to be found. Grace refers to how God sees us, how God looks at us. But how can a just God declare a people who are not in and of themselves righteous, but are evildoers and ungodly? How can he declare them righteous? Only because of the grace of God, which depends not upon what you and I do, but upon the perfect obedience of what Jesus Christ, the Son of God, did. He kept the law for me and for you. He died for sin, my sin and your sin. This is why we get excited about Advent, the first coming of Jesus. He came to take away our sin. And this is why we do not fear, but anticipate a second advent, a second coming of Jesus, when he'll receive us as his own. Jesus, by his perfect life and his sin-atoning death, has provided all the righteousness needed to cover all the evil deeds of everyone that's ever lived on this earth. Furthermore, it is the same grace of God found in the gospel of Jesus Christ, God's smiling eyes, if you will, which also opens God's ears to our cries for help, whatever the occasion for that cry. And it is this very same gospel which is the only hope of the evildoers in this world who know that God's face is still set against them. This is why Christ gave the Great Commission and sent apostles to all nations to call them to repentance and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The psalmist David, already in the Old Testament, knew of this righteousness of God. Pray, God, that we, you and I, who live in the fullness of the time, Jesus has come, the atonement has been made, the New Testament has been ushered in. Pray, God, that we might not only know, but never forget the great wonder of this righteousness, which St. Paul describes this way: God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf. Why? That we, you and I, evildoers, might become the righteousness of God in Christ. David, in Psalm 34, has it right. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous. The ears of the Lord are open to their cry. And when the righteous cry, the Lord hears them, and he delivers them out of all of their troubles. This righteousness is the identity, the identifying mark of the true people of God. This righteousness is their treasure. It's their rich legacy, those whom God has called to be his own people. God calls them not righteous, not because they first are righteous. That's the way of the law. They are righteous because God calls them righteous. That's the way of the gospel. May God's righteousness in Jesus Christ, who stood for us and still stands with us, always be our portion in this life. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.